My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Can I speculate a little bit? I mean, you do have Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse that was just redone. We've heard a couple of things here and there about plans when David Blitzer were to take over as principal owner of the Guardians. I don't know when that is. Who knows? I mean, they're both downtown. You have to imagine that they're probably wouldn't be thrilled about a Brook Park neighborhood being built over there. Their investment might have something to do with this.
Well, a lot of people had...
I can't help but speculate. I got to throw it out there.
I had definitely gotten some speculation from some people...
Maybe it's reckless. Maybe he has to hit
the horn.
I'm not sure.
Who would be in the know when it comes to Cuyahoga County, but that, you know, the Cavs would not be thrilled if they felt that they had to compete for certain events with what could be happening in Brook Park. Now, yeah, we've talked about that, like, what are the types of events they'd truly be competing for? Because we know they can't at Rocket Mortgage get a Final Four. They can't get a WrestleMania. They can't get a Super Bowl, and so on and so on. So, but people tell me there are some events they'd be worried about, and there's only so much to go around. And to your point, look, finite amount of money in this region, and it is tough to think about expansion in multiple different areas that are only how many... 10 miles apart, 12 yeah. miles apart.
It's like some people say, like they make it out to be like Brook Park is in the sticks. And it's like, no, it buttresses right up against the city. It's right there.
Yeah, it's close.
I believe some people disagree that the land used to be Cleveland. I'm not sure how that works. I didn't ask the mayor about that yesterday, whether or not that land used to be Cleveland. Like everybody keeps saying, well, you swap that land out for the IX Center.
Well, the IX Center.
And I didn't know that was...
And obviously the airport.
Excuse me. It's not that I didn't know that that was true. There's some people saying that that's not necessarily true from way back when. So I don't know. I don't want to say things I don't necessarily know right off the top of my head, which might be laughable to some folks. But just when you're looking for the sports dollar, there's only so many people in the area. There's only so many dollars yeah. to go around. There's only so many tourism folks that are going to come in here. People are touring and checking it out. There's only so many tourists. And they're all businessmen. They're three businessmen. And they are going to be competitive for whatever dollar that they can get. And when you build a brand new facility over there in Brook Park, that's going to look incredible. Again, the Superdome just doesn't host football. All right, Madison Square Garden is seven floors of hell. No, it's
There's
seven
multiple
floors
events,
of brilliance.
Almost 365
yes,
there. Yeah.
Yes, they have a lot of different things. So you'd have to imagine that a brand new football stadium is going to have multiple areas, not just that house football in that major
yeah.
spot
oh,
that
Kenny,
can host
that's,
events.
That's going to be...
Like you might have a convention center built right onto
yeah.
it.
There's going to be a team of individuals whose job is to keep that filled yeah. as many days. Lucas Oil, I remember I went to their website and they boasted about having nearly 400 events last year. 400. Not guys, how many events does Cleveland Brown Stadium
and
have in a year?
You would have to think, And I'm not saying that anybody's in anybody's pocket. That is not what I'm implying whatsoever. But you would have to think that as this starts to move, because we're just now digging our heels in. The mayor of Brook Park didn't sound interested at all in some sort of a land swap at
the,
all.
Swap
or annexation. I thought that was the only time that guy was maybe willing to crack a smile yesterday. Which I was getting texts from other government officials about the interview. He's like, man, good guy, great interview. And I'm going, I don't know. I made General Milley laugh at one point. I couldn't make this guy laugh, for crying out loud. My gosh. But other than that, it was a respectful interview.
He's very focused now.
Very focused, man, certainly.
This is what turns people off when it becomes a political struggle. But there's only one place to go here. There's so much money at stake. It's inevitable that politics are going to be involved in this. And when you're talking about local, regional, and state politics, all at a nexus, right? They're all converging at the same time, fighting for the same amount of dollars. And then you have a football team worth what could be $4+ billion. Yeah, folks, now, politics can be a huge part of this.
Now, David Gilbert, because what I'm about to wonder next, David Gilbert, it would be like if they built the stadium, David Gilbert, as of now, and hopefully as of the future, would still be in charge of presentation for big events and things like that. For that stadium,
I'll be sending my resume in.
All right, so this is what I'm thinking here. David Gilbert is a talented man, and I've extolled his virtues many times. The people in Indianapolis and the people in Chicago and the people in Detroit, for crying out loud, can't be thrilled.
No. They don't want it. I guarantee you those places don't want it.
We're just starting to dig our heels in now. You heard the mayor of Brook Park. You heard Blaine Griffin. And thanks to both of them for coming on. And hopefully we'll get them both again. Because this ain't going to end anytime soon. You have to think that people in those three cities, those representations, are looking at Cleveland and aren't necessarily thrilled. Because before, there's just certain things that we just cannot house. We can't house a Big Ten championship.
Can't throw our hat into the ring.
Can't do all those other things there. Then if we can, well, now you have a guy like David Gilbert there. There's going to be some things that I think has raised some eyebrows of other major cities in the region, of the Midwest.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's going, Cleveland's hosting this and that. Oh, yeah, David Gilbert's very good at what he's done. His team is very good at what they do. And so they brought in a lot of events, but you mentioned it last week. Is that, all right, you already had your All-Star game in both basketball and baseball. It's going to be a while before that. You've already had the RNC. Probably going to be a while before the
next
one there.
We're getting that draft back. We're getting the NFL draft back. Come on, that's ridiculous.
You would hope so. I think maybe Roger Goodell would love to host a Super Bowl and an NFL draft in a brand new stadium. Maybe that's possible for him. 216-474-0092. It's just, you have to think about these things. And Daryl's obviously, it has been at the forefront of all of this. You think about it night and day in a lot of cases. Because now, we are starting to just get to it. And nobody started to use some really strong language yet. I hope we never get to that, which you know what I'm talking about there. Yeah. And with the team that's in town, remember, Ziggy Wolf used some strong language, got on a plane and saw some other things in some other areas of the country. And it scared the bejesus out of the fans in Minnesota. I don't want to get to that level. And I don't think either any parties of that want to get to that either. So I know there's some tough talking going on right now, and we're grabbing a hold on each other in this, but you got to make sure it doesn't get too crazy. Let me get to John in Highland Heights real quick. You're next up on the Fan.
Morning, Ken and Lima. How we doing?
John, we're doing okay. Go ahead, friend.
Yeah, so I just, I'm a little puzzled. I know Cleveland, the battle with the stadium has been going on for 30-plus years now, but I'm confused just because it seems like such an able opportunity for the city to grow and foster in 4 years when that lease is up and they tear down the stadium if they build a new one. That's lakefront property, and in their letters and everything, I'm just puzzled by their fascination with having to keep it in Cleveland when you could put up beautiful apartment buildings right on the water and they'd be sold out instantly.
Well, I understand what
he's right. John is exactly right.
You are right about that. And I thought about that. I was having that conversation last Saturday with a friend. I go, man, you look at this area, football and a stadium has been on that land for 90 years, just about, give or take, right? So you have that land that's been used for sports. You could take that stadium out. You could make another reef out there in Lake Erie. Have two stadium reefs out there over the last 50 years. And you could build something new on top of that. But Blaine Griffin's right. That's going to take 10 to 15 years to get that project finished. All these guys are going to be out. They're going to be looking for different things. You know, Blaine Griffin said by that time he's going to want to be retired. Let's be serious. Do you think Mayor Bibb wants to be the mayor of Cleveland forever? So he doesn't want to be known as the second guy that let the Browns technically leave the city. So that is, he knows that that's going to be used against him for whatever he runs for in the future.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep. I appreciate that input.
And in 10 to 15 years, John, and thank you very much for the call. Like if the Browns were to move to Brook Park today and that stadium gets built and Browns fans probably would be happy with it, this, that, and the other. You might have in 10 to 15 years, boy, look at this business district they have right here on the lakefront. You got these high-rise apartment buildings there. Boy, that thing looks really, really nice. This ended up being a good investment for the city of Cleveland. It ended up being a good investment for Brook Park and the Browns. Everybody's happy, except for the current guys who are trying to move on, because if you're running against Justin Pibb, you're using that. If you're running against any one of these people, Chris Ronayne, any of them, you're using that against them. Okay, for the next 10 to 15 years. And they might win in 15 years from what this looks like. But as of right now, you got to kind of get people on your side there. So, this is wrestling. We're grabbing holds here with each other. I got to say this real quick because I think Major League Baseball actually has some good ideas, and I got to get to that at 8:45 with your Cleveland Guardians. Have you paid attention to CeeDee Lamb?
I have.
Have you paid attention to Ja'Marr Chase?
I have.
Folks, we got a team in the division where their wide receiver doesn't want to come to practice. We got a team we are playing week one that their wide receiver doesn't want to come to practice. And Jerry Jones is talking tough. And they're looking at the Cowboys going, well, what do you give us? You give us 12 wins every single year. But you got CeeDee Lamb getting upset, dropping balls. You got Dak Prescott throwing pick sixes in the playoffs there. They are freaking out in Dallas to start this season. And I'm wringing my hands like an evil villain going, yeah, keep it going. Keep it into week one. Do the Chris Jones thing. Keep this going into week one.
I felt the same way.
And for anything with Ja'Marr Chase and the Bengals, I hope that continues to kingdom come. I know it probably wouldn't continue until the Browns were to play the Bengals. I'm not saying that. Anything that bothers the Bengals with their wide receiver situation is something that I want to take advantage of. I know the offense, we're trying to get our stuff together there. We're trying to make sure all our players are healthy. We're trying to make sure Deshaun Watson has a good season this year. I can't help but look over to another yard and go, man, CeeDee Lamb's still not one to be there. We're racking up fine.
Or Jerry Jones is doing interviews.
Jerry Jones is doing interviews. Exactly. It's like, man, this is good stuff for us. Just want to make sure it continues. So, yeah, I root for CeeDee Lamb to continue to not show up and to not want to practice, even if it's going to upset Micah Parsons, even if it's going to upset Trevon Diggs, even if it's going to upset other members of the Dallas Cowboys. Don't care.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.